Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The CFTC finalized a rule on customer protections yesterday that enhances transparency on how companies use customer funds. The bulk of the rule strengthens the auditing requirements, increases supervision of customer collateral, holds leaders accountable for shortfalls, and gives regulators better access to firms' bank accounts. The rule is designed to better safeguard segregated customer funds in case their futures commission merchant goes bankrupt, like in the case of MF Global or PFG Best. This morning, USDA announced export sales for the weeks of October 3rd, 17th, and 24th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 48.1. Corn this year, 179.3. Next year, 29.1. Soybeans this year, 174.2. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of just over 123,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Japan during the 13-14 marketing year, as well as export sales of 174,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to South Korea, also during the 13-14 marketing year. And overnight, South Korea's Korea Corn Processing Industry Association purchased 55,000 metric tons of food-grade corn from Cargill. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting at 15,552. It's down 1 point. The NASDAQ 3378 is down 13.5. The S&P 500 is 1759, and it is down 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
This morning, the forecast across the Midwest has not changed much from that of yesterday. It still looks as though we're dealing with the storm system that produced significant amounts of moisture across the Midwest in the last 24 hours. Storm system will be focused mostly on the eastern Midwest today, and we'll look for additional rain totals running a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some local totals upwards to an inch and a half. The precipitation is going to be focused primarily on areas east of the Mississippi River, but some light shower activity is still occurring this morning across some of the western parts of the region, including Iowa and Missouri and eastern Kansas, and we'll likely see that all come to an end fairly quickly as we move into the mid-morning hours. The storm system has already produced some impressive rain totals across portions of the central sections of the Midwest, really from portions of eastern Kansas and Missouri and southern Iowa into parts of Illinois. We've seen a lot of 1 to 2.5 inch amounts of moisture. The ground is considerably wetter now in those areas than it has been, and field work will not be very quick to resume. We do expect to see a couple of days worth of drying here across that region that will help quite a bit. And the best drying will likely occur Sunday and Monday in some of this region, where the temperatures will start to warm up again and we'll likely see no precipitation occurring. Now, with that said, I do think there is a chance for some showers to occur on Monday and Tuesday of next week as our setup in the atmosphere begins to evolve for supporting the next storm system that promises to move across the Midwest as we get into the middle part of next week. Everything looks about the same for the storm system next week as what we've seen this week. In other words, we have a southwesterly flow pattern aloft and a lot of Gulf of Mexico moisture moving northward and cooler air coming southward across the backside of the frontal system next week. So the setup is going to be much like that of the past 2 days, when we'll see some significant rain occurring, especially in the eastern Midwest on that event. The northwestern half of the U.S. corn and soybean production areas are probably not going to be seeing a lot of precipitation over the next 2 weeks. It will not be completely dry in those areas, but the precipitation that occurs is going to be a lot lighter and less significant, less threatening for some of the crops there relative to the precipitation that will be occurring across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. we do expect to see temperatures cool off a bit now over the next couple of days. Some of the eastern Midwest has been very warm past 2 days, and temperatures well above average, and it will still be warmer than normal out there here yet today. But as we move on into the weekend, we'll likely see the temperatures down into a much more seasonable range. And those seasonable temperatures should mean 40 and 50 degree highs for many areas across the Midwest. That will contrast greatly from readings that will be mostly 60s and some lower 70s today. The 40 and 50 degree readings will be only with us on Saturday and Sunday. We'll start seeing some warming take place Monday and Tuesday of next week. And there's a good chance we'll be back into some 60-degree readings during the early to middle part of next week ahead of that next storm system. Our low temperatures at night across the big part of the Midwest will be running mostly in the 40s and 50s in the lower portions of the region, but we'll see 30s and some 20s occurring in the northwest. And those 50-degree readings will occur mostly tomorrow morning in the extreme southeast part of the region. I think for the rest of the forecast period, the southeastern parts of the Midwest will see lows in the 40s with a few upper 30s as well. The coolest weather will be Sunday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 746 and a half, down 1 1/4. Soft December, 670 and a quarter, down 4 3/4. December corn, 430 and a half, up 1/4, now unchanged at 430 and a quarter. July, 457, down 1/4. November soybeans, 1285 and a half, down 2. July, 1240 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. December soybean meal, 405.70, down 610. December soybean oil, 41.88, up 26. October live cattle, 133.65, up 30. October feeder cattle, 165.30, up 7.5. December lean hogs, 90.22.5, down 17.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the trade thought the three-week total for corn at the high end of export sales was going to be 98.4 million bushels. And if you add old and new, we got 208.4. So the trade missed it by a little bit. But the market remains under pressure. Everybody's still focused on the supply side, it would seem.
Yeah, everybody wants to talk about these bearish production numbers over 14 billion bushel in the corn nationally. But I've been watching this basis, and the basis pops around kind of like a little kid popper, and we lost a lot of ground on basis earlier in the week, and that basis has come right back. So that says to me that maybe this export business isn't even done with. Certainly we are exporting a lot of DDGs, and that is competing with meal. Meal's been kind of in a draggy mode lately, but I think this corn market may be better than what people look at. Maybe we've got to go down into the next Friday's report, or at least into the private estimates this week. And then if we don't get anything that looks, well, even if we do get something bearish, maybe we won't go down much further.
Maybe this 432 might be the building of a low.
Well, I don't know if 432 is the number, but somewhere, you know, we went down to 428 this week.
Yeah, somewhere in this range.
Yeah, and that may be enough for now. Even if we put another low in, Dave, we don't necessarily have to stay there.
Turn your attention to soybeans, which actually did get some gains and hold them this morning off of the export sales report, although now things are going backwards again.
Yeah, we haven't really been able to hold things together. I think it's, again, a buy-the-rumor, sell-the-fact kind of deal. November beans edged up to $13 around 5 o'clock this morning and haven't really taken another look there. January beans show an awful lot of resistance today between, about 1282, 1283, somewhere in that vicinity, and I think that may be tough.
So beans range bound in these ranges, you know, if you look at November 13, 15, 1257, 1260, what will break beans out of the range one direction or another, do you think, longer term?
Maybe some news out of South America, whether or not the crop gets planted, and it certainly looks like they've got open weather to do that in Brazil. I think we're going to probably stay kind of range-bound and let the basis tell us which direction we're going to go.
Quick word on livestock, please.
Livestock market had kind of an ugly day yesterday, particularly on the hog side. I think we'll be lower again. Packers want to improve their margins, and we're seeing a lot of expansion in the poultry industry again.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 431 and a quarter, up one. July, 457 and three quarters, up a half. November soybeans, 1287 and a half, unchanged. July, 1240, down two and a half. December soybean meal, 406.40, down 5.40. December soybean oil, 41.81, up 19. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.